In April, Governor Brad Little authorized a 16-member committee to oversee the $1.25 billion in federal pandemic aid sent to Idaho. As Troy Oppie reports, the committee has about $200 million left to spend and a fast-approaching deadline.
The 10-figure check given to the Gem State had two major stipulations. Funds had to be used for pandemic-related expenses, and it all must be spent by December 30th.
I feel like we've tried to do our due diligence on each idea that has come to us from both members of the committee and outside of the committee.
That's Alex Adams, Idaho State Budget Chief and Chair of the Coronavirus Financial Advisory Committee, known as CFAC. Most of the money has gone into Idaho's unemployment fund or to help small businesses, state agencies, cities, and counties. There's about $200 million left. Adams says it will go into Idaho's unemployment trust fund. But if Congress extends the deadline, the committee has a plan B.
Priority one becomes re-upping the ongoing public health infrastructure costs that we know will continue into the new year.
Which would include testing and tracing, medical infrastructure, and veterans and long-term care centers. Congress could extend the CARES Act deadline in a spending bill it must pass by next week to keep the government open, but that's no sure thing. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.